We are learning Masechtas Ksubos, Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning the Mishnah on Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis. We learned about the Nerdunya that the lady brings in from her father into the Ksuba, and there's two parts of it. There's the cash, and there's the furniture. The cash, you have to give back. You have to give back when there's the divorce, an extra chaimish, an extra third, which means if you got $1,000 in cash, you have to give back $1,500. And when it comes to the furniture, you give back minus a chaimish, minus a fifth. In the last Gemara, we learned there's a Shuma Zuta, Shuma Rabba. I touched the Shuma Rabba to be the 400, you give 500 and you give back 400. But really, Rashi explains that the Shuma Rabba was going on the case that says that the Kenegad Hashuma Pesach Chaimish is going back in the 1500. That's going back in such a case like that, 1,000 or 1,500, which that, there it's a lot. I just said it wrong. Same halacha. I mentioned that Shuma Rabba was the 400. It's really the 1,000. I want to see the Mishnah Vaita. Paskal Hachas Leksafim, if she made up in the Ksuba to bring in money, Sela'a, a Sela, Nasa Shisha. Sela is 4 dinrim, and you have to pay back 6 dinrim, which is a third more. Really, it's the same halacha we had in the last Mishnah. Our Gemara will explain why we're repeating it, saying the same thing again. Before we said that if they give 1,000 cash, you give back 1,500. Here it says, a Sela, which is 4 dinrim, you give back 6 dinrim, which is the same halacha, just a smaller amount. Then the Mishnah goes further. Hachosin makabala vasara dinrim lekupa lechomana of vamana. Halacha is the chosin has to give his kala, his wife, 10% of what she brings in for besamim, sarach besamim. I mean, she gives lekupa lechomana of mana 10 dirim, which is 10 for every 100, which is 10% goes of that money that she brings in goes to her besamim. We'll see, is it mean every day? Or it means every week, every month. We'll see in the Gemara. Everything goes with the minig hamadina. How much besamim she needs, that's how much besamim you supply her with. Zok the Gemara. The Gemara asks the first line in the Mishnah that says that Sala'a nasa shisha dinrim, which means you go up a third. Hainu paisa connectam chimisha asamana. Isn't that the last Mishnah that says for 1,000 you get 1,500? Same exact halacha. So Gemara answers Tana iska rabba, but Tana iska zuta. The Mishnah says a case of iska rabba, which is a lot of money to invest, and it says a case of iska zuta, which is less money to invest. V'tzricha, you need both these halachas. Titan iska rabba, you would say over there that you have to give back 1,500. Why? The nafesh ravcha, there you can make a lot of money if you have a thousand, so you can invest much more than a little bit. So therefore, you have to pay back 1,500. Of iska zuta, which only you gave you one sela, which is very little. How much can you invest already? So maybe you don't have to give back a third more. Of iska zuta, the zuta ravcha, where the profits are less, emaloi. Therefore, you need the halacha of our Mishnah. Just say our Mishnah that you have to give back a third more for showing the last one. No, say v'yishmin eska zuta, the zuta zuna. The expenses are less. The expenses, when you make a small investment, all the expenses are less. The chrayis, the responsibility is less. Less pressure. So there, you give back a third more. Av iska rabba, which is a big investment, you took $1,000, to whatever it is, $100,000, then you have to give back to $150,000, maybe not, you don't have to give back so much, because there, the nafesh yuna is a lot of achrayis, a lot of haitzos, emaloi, tricha. Therefore, we need both mishnayis, the mishnah of iska rabba, and the mishnah of iska zuta. Zog the Gemara vayt, it's in the mishnah, chosim akabo lav asara dinar lekupa, that per mana you give 10 dinar for her besamim. My kupa, Rav Ashi, kupa shal besamim. The basket of besamim, of different things, makes her smell good. That's besamim. Rav Ashi, the never dvar malol of Yerushalayim. He only said this in Yerushalayim. That was the minig, the meskashim besamim. Other places, not. Now, Tosis asked in famous Gemara in Yuma that says that a kala did not have to put on perfume in Yerushalayim because the reyacha kateris. So, l'chayra, there, l'chayra, what do you need besamim for? You have the reyach hakteiris. So Taisus answers that really two parts of besamim. One part of besamim smells good, that you don't need. Avatzrichas, Taisus, avatzrichas are the kupas of besamim, la'aden habasol, la'hesha asar, la'fashak matim. Different type of like makeups to make the skin look good and to take off the hair in the places that you don't want hair, well, and to smooth the creases, to smooth the wrinkles. That's what you need it for. Zogt mar avayta, boyer avashi. B'mona hanishim or b'mona hamaskabel. That means we say per mona she brings in, so then the halacha is to give 10%. So the cash is easy, that's 10% of the cash that she brought in. What about the furniture? The furniture she brought in, when it says $1,000 worth of furniture, it's really $800 worth of furniture, right? We said that you inflate the price. So the shaila is, when you say 10%, 10% of the 800 or 10% of 1,000? That's the Gemara shaila. Boyer Ravashi, b'mona hanishim or b'mona hamaskabel. Is it what you get or what you write the price in the ksuba? 10% of what? The Gemara doesn't have an answer. Gemara says, "Imtim shloim manam eskabel," which means "Imtim shloim." One of the ways, Taisa says it could have been either way. Then a new question: when you're giving her for besamim, it means yom rishon or kol yom vm. You give the first day or every single day. In terms of kol yom vm, if it's every single day, maybe only the first week, Shabbos or Shoyna, or maybe kol Shabbos Shabbos every single week. In terms of kol Shabbos Shabbos, maybe every week, chayish rishon the first month of marriage, or kol chayish rishon every single month. In terms of kol chayish chaydesh, shalom rishon in the first year, or kol shalom rishon every single year, teiku. Teiku, and where's the shaila? When is this? Every day, or every week, every month, every year? So, Frank Toisvis, what do you mean? If you give 10% of the mana every day, after around 10, 11 days or 12 days, there'll be no money left, basically. So, how can it be such a thing? Look at Toisvis, the Maskal, the Yemirisha. Toisvis, Harbit Tamias Elu Habayas. This is a Pella, all these Shahs of Marsha Pella, so Toisvis. Dim Yitin Lola Oilam, Kremasach, Hoshana Vashana, Esdinachal Mana Yom, Kama Mehri Yechal Oisah Mama. The moment will be gone very quickly. Different Toisvis says that about all you give is a total of 10%. The Shahs, do you give it a lump sum right away? Or do you give it spread out over every day, every week, every month, every year? That's the Toisvis that learns the Shahla, not like Kapshuta, which is in the Shahla is a new 10% every day. Zokti Maravaita, once we mentioned this idea of Kupa Shavu Shavu, the Gemara's bringing out Maisa of Rakdivim ben Gurion's daughter. Omra Yehuda, Omra Rav. Maisa of Bita Shavu Rakdivim ben Gurion. The story with the daughter of Rakdivim ben Gurion, who was a huge usher, a very rich person. So Paskula Chacham, Abba Meya Suhuvim, Kupa Shavu Shavu, Lubay Vyayim. They Paisik for the one day, 400 gold coins for Kupa Shavu Shavu. Omra Lahem, Kach Tifskun Seichem, Shetrem, this you should be zeicher to be placed that for your daughters. They said afterwards, amen. Now, Taisa speaks out kipshutai that why we had more in yesterday's daf that they didn't say amen. Why not? Because she was a shemeres yavam. Here, Taisa speaks out that here her husband was alive. Therefore, they said amen. The only problem is Rashi. If you look at Rashi, the Rashi's pasul chum, Rashi shemeis baila, her husband died, or vasal abezdin. So if he Rashi's a pella, why they answer amen? I don't have a teretz. Mashal speaks out. That's why Tosfos said that the husband was alive because of this kasha. Because how does it stem with the Gemara before akapanim? That's what comes out over here that we just brought a maisa that she got all that money for kupa shavasam. Tana rabbanon. Maisa Reichem ben Zakeh. The story of Reichem ben Zakeh is in time of the Churban Bayit Sheni. So Reichem al Hakamar, he was riding on a donkey. By Yoytim Yerushalayim, he was leaving Yerushalayim. By Tamidov and his Tamidim Halchem Acharav, his Tamidim were walking behind him. Ra Riva Achas Shoysim Laketa Sairim. At some distance, a young woman was collecting Sairim barley ben Gloli behemtom shal Arabim between the dung of the behemoths of the Arabs. The Arabs were like the lowly people who lived like the Bedouins. He saw her collecting the sairim. Kivin Chirasa, when she saw who was coming, she covered herself with a hair. She didn't want to show her face. And she stood there. And Agav says, the Satva Basaira, interesting, the Sefer Chin of Chista brings a right from here, the Elada we are pay a nachras, because how else would she be able to have her hair uncovered? Omar Loi Rabbi Parnasani, she went over to Rabbi Yechon and says, give me Parnasa. Omar Loi Biti Miyat, who are you? They couldn't recognize her, she was covered. Omar Loi Bas Makdimim Ben Gurion Ani, I'm the daughter of Makdimim Ben Gurion. Omar Loi Biti, Mamma Shal Bisavi Chechon Halach, where is the money of your father's household? Where's all that money? Omar Loi Rabbi, Loi Kedain Masla Masla Mishlaim, don't they say this following Masla Mishlaim, Melach Mamma in Chaser. How you sort money, how you keep money around this? By Chaser, by giving out tzedakah, making it missing. Either way, the way you keep money is through giving tzedakah. And somehow, we'll see in the Gemara later on, that her father's house was missing some of this mitzvah of tzedakah. And they asked him, so where's your shver's money? They mixed the money together, and they vested it together, and it all got lost. So she said to him, Rabbi, don't you remember when you signed the maksuba? So, Rabbi Yechem Zakeh said to Tamidov, I remember signing on this woman's ksuba. We said, it was 1,000 times 1,000 dinrei zav, which means it was 1,000,000 dinrei zav besides what her husband brought in from her house, well, into Sefer Ksuba. And Tosfos points out that Lefi Zeh, the Kupa Shavu Shavu should have been more than 400 zuz. If it was 10%, it should have been 10% is like 100,000. But Akapon, as Tosfos points out, the Master Shapasku, Tosfos says maybe she didn't need more. She didn't need more than that. 400 zuz of Zehuvim is enough. Is enough Kupa Shavu Shavu. Bachar Rabbi Yekim Mezakev Amar Shreichem Yisrael. Praiseworthy is Klai Yisrael. Gan Shreichem Yisrael. Shem Malkim. Enkel Umu Lashon Mishal Talas Bhem. There is no Umu that could even get close to them. Look how rich they are. Vizman Shreichem Yisrael. Shem Malkim. Moishav Yar Umu Shefela. They are Moishav Yar Umu Shefela, which means that when they're doing good, they are in charge. No Umu could shepherd with them, and they have everything they need. When they go down, then even the smallest, lowly ummah will be in charge of them. Even a behema of ummah shfeila, which is the Bedouins, the Arabs, they're totally those behemoths. They need sustenance from those behemoths. Look how low they go. What's the Ashrechem Yisrael? The Sfarim HaKadoshim say that we see from here the Hashkocha protest that the Yidin are zeichet to, that even to get that low, it needs a special nace. It's a nace. And that's part of our chiba, that we are beloved by Karas Baruch. Hashem is mamash mashkiach in us from up to down. When he used to leave his house to the Beis HaMedrash, he used to put these beautiful carpets under him. And the Neim came and collected it from behind him. Look at how much tzedakah he gave, all those clothing. So Mara answers, the Beis HaMedrash, he did it for kavod, he did it for the wrong reasons, and that, for the schus, to keep your money, you have to do it for the right reasons, the tzedakah. Even though there's a mitzvah still, even though it's shleil shema, but still, to be able to retain this oisher, you have to be sought the oisher, you have to do it with the right kavanas. For his wealth, he wasn't doing enough. Could the Amri Inchi lefum gamla shichna? Depends on the camel, how much they could carry. A good camel carry more. Tanya, Omar Rav Elazar Rav Tzadik, Erev Benachama, which means he said, I shouldn't see in the Geula. If I didn't see her, I saw her collecting Sa'irim between the hooves of the horses in Akkoy. I read this pasuk on her, which means, if you don't go after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you'll be going to the heels of the tzoyin, of the sheep. You'll go feed yourself. We're talking with your body. You need to go feed your body from between the ikvei atzayin. If you don't go in the right direction, this will happen to you. This is what you see. Oinish. Even though Akdim Megurim is a big tzaddik and he gave a lot of tzedakah, but still, you see, if you don't do the 100% the right thing, anything can happen and they can lose the money. That's what you read this pasuk.